Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo. Yo, yo, yo. What's up? It's me. I'm back, baby. I'm back.
These white men are dangerous.
What's up? It's me, Derek, your host. Degenerate Derek Podcast, Season 4, Episode 1. If you are a returning listener, I fuck with you. I appreciate you so much. You're the best. Thank you so much for your support. If you're brand new, which I hope, obviously, you know, the goal of any podcast is to grow. And, so yeah, I hope there are some new people out there listening, but if there's not, whatever, if it's all the oldies, thank you for coming back. I know that I've tried to make this podcast into like more of like a yearly thing. Cause I do gamble all year. Like I gamble on other sports like basketball. Hell, I even bet on baseball a little bit, but there's nothing like betting on the NFL. I'm not passionate. When I'm betting on those other sports, I really am more of a degenerate because I don't really pay that much attention. But in the NFL, when I'm betting on those games, I watch every NFL game every single week. I there's probably nothing that I love more than NFL football, besides obviously my family, I guess. I don't know, you know. It's close, but, you know, maybe golf. Well, no, I like NFL more than I like golf, even though I'm really fucking into golf right now. Really, like, trying to go pro. It's literally a passion of mine. But that's neither here nor there. I got to get this episode kicked off. It's going to take me a minute. It's going to take me a couple episodes to get back into the swing of things of hosting a podcast. You know, normally, if you don't know, if you're just a degenerate gambler and you stumbled upon this podcast, my name's Derek. I also co-host a nationally syndicated radio show that doesn't even come close to talking about sports. It's called The Billy Madison Show. Be sure to download that podcast as well. It's a very funny, very interactive, fun show. And then during the NFL season on the side, I will host this little podcast called The Degenerate Derek Podcast, where it is solely focused on gambling picks in the NFL. I give out 5 picks every single week, all the way from week 1 through the end of the season. When it gets to the playoffs, I pick every playoff game. Last season, I had an incredible playoff run that I did not get the credit that I fucking deserved on. That pisses me off. That's the thing about this game, is when you suck, when you have weeks where you come on here and you give out the picks, the teams, the games you're betting on, and you get your ass beat, people fucking hammer you. And then when you go out there and you just ball out and pick, I mean, there's 12 playoff games last year. I went 11-1 picking against the spread, not just picking who's going to win or who's going to lose. I would pick against the point spread, and I went 11-1. That's unheard of. First season I ever did this podcast, I picked 63%. 63% is an astronomical number. It is a professional gambler winning percentage. Go look it up. Go look up winning percentage of professional sports handicappers or whatever. It'll tell you that 60% is a ridiculous number. I picked 63% my first year. People would chirp me and be like, that's not even good. Bitch, you don't know what you're talking about. 63% over an entire season when you're picking 5 games a week is fucking insane. Shut your mouth. The next season, season 2, I went 44%. Losing year. It happens. When you're betting on sports, it's not a guaranteed thing, okay? It's either I'm feeling it or I'm not. Because I'm not a big stat guy, okay? I'm not going to number you to death. This isn't going to be a podcast where I come on, I tell you running backs, yards per whatever, touch, whatever the fuck it is, right? Because why? Well, because the numbers are already factored into everything. When you get into betting on the NFL, everybody's got analytics. Everybody's got the number angle. How you make money, in my opinion, when betting on the NFL is you find what they're not seeing. And that comes from just watching the games and having a personal feel for which teams are better. Because numbers will lie to you. I don't give a shit. Numbers will not tell the whole story. And you can look at them, but this is not going to be a podcast where you get fantasy football numbered to death. Won't do it. I don't find them entertaining. I'll never turn into that kind of podcast. That's another thing. You will not find any fantasy football on this podcast because I don't play it. And nothing against people that do. And I know that there have been people out there that have found a way to make money in the fantasy football arena. It's not me. It's too much. That's too much of a numbers game. Okay, that's where you get into really all, I don't know. I don't want to math myself to death, so I don't do fantasy football. I just bet on the football games. I do not bet on just winners and losers. I do point spread. So, again, if you're new to kind of the sports gambling arena, you should probably, you know, maybe go watch a YouTube video on how it exactly works, because it's not just a podcast where I'm picking just, I think this team's going to beat this team. There's point spreads involved. There's over-unders, stuff like that. So, anyways, back to recapping my record. First season, blew it out of the park, 63%. That's literally, you will never, it's the greatest season maybe on record. And all, by the way, all this is documented. You can go back. There's every single podcast I've ever, episode I've ever done is still in the bank. It's available for download, so you can check me on anything if you want to. Season three, I picked 53%. It was an up-and-down year, but I got through it with a winning percentage, made some money, especially in the playoffs. Made a whole lot of money in the playoffs. Again, 12 games in the playoffs last year, I went 11-1. That's stupid. That's dumb. That's dumb. But now we embark on my fourth season picking NFL games. I'm excited. Heading into week one, it's kind of, you know, it's just that feeling where you're just like, you're kind of geeked about it. You know, you're just like, I don't know. It's starting to have a little trouble sleeping at night just because you're so ready for it. It's like Christmas. Especially with this week one, I'm a Cowboys fan. You won't hear me bet on them a lot because I try really not to bet with my heart. I just try to bet, like, the Cowboys, obviously I'm going to pick them every week. Maybe not this week, though, with the Bucks, them traveling down to Tampa to take on the defending Super Bowl champs for week one. That's going to be tough. Thursday night. Dallas go. It's just so, oh my God, I'm so geeked. Dak coming back, you want to see how he does after that horrific injury he had last year. There's so many new pieces on the Cowboys team. Micah Parsons, I can't wait to see if Randy Gregory, like, finally kind of blossoms into that person to help out D-Law on the D-line. You got a couple new safeties. The bad part that sucks, though, is the Zach Martin thing. So if you haven't heard of Zach Martin, you know, Pro Bowl guard for the Cowboys. Huge piece of the offensive line. He's not going to be there because of COVID. Found out that he is fully vaccinated, so it sucks to have a player who is fully vaccinated and still going to have to miss because of COVID. Like, that shit sucks. But it is what it is. That's the NFL that we live in right now. It is the COVID NFL. So I don't have a pick in that game. I usually don't pick Cowboys games. Some people have accused me of not being a Cowboys fan because I don't pick their games, but it's just like, that's, you're going to like, I can't do it. You know what I mean? You can't, your mind is clouded when you talk about the team that you root for, you love, whatever it is. But I will give out five picks each and every week. My chick's going to come on and do some podcasts with me. She's not here today just because of scheduling conflict. I had to get this podcast done and out before the NFL season kicked off, but in the future, look for her. I'm going to have some guests this year. I got to give, I will never sell you a pick. All five of my picks are free. You could tail them. You can fade them. If you're new to gambling, what that means is if you tail it, it means you follow me and you bet the same way that I'm betting, or you fade me and you wait to hear what my pick is, and then you go on the opposite side of that, okay? So, like, let's say, you know, I was betting the Broncos week one against the Giants, -2.5. Well, if you faded me, you would then take the Giants +2.5. Or if you tailed me, you'd also take the Broncos. You'll want to pay attention to that because there will be moments in the season where I'm hot, I'm out of my mind, and it's like I can't lose a game, can't lose a pick, and then there's times where I go ice cold. That's just gambling. That's how it happens, all right? The hate mail will be flowing, I'm sure, this year like it was last year. That was a big segment that people seem to really like. So I will bring that back into reading the messages because people send me some fucked up shit, especially when it's involved with their money. You know what I mean? Always gamble responsibly. You know, that whatever hotline, Gamblers Anonymous, I don't know. Just know what the fuck you're doing when it comes to gambling. Don't bet what you don't have or you can't afford to lose. this, that, and the other, yada, yada, yada. Okay? Got to give a huge shout-out real quick to my sponsor of the first episode of Season 4. It is Diamonds Direct. Go check them out if you're in the San Antonio area. Or I think they got Diamonds Direct kind of all over. I don't know. Check them out. DiamondsDirect.com. Right now, you can get any purchase in the store, 5 years, zero interest. You know, so that's, you can go hard on that. You know what I'm saying? You can get your chick a big-ass ring, or you can get yourself some nice jewelry. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. Diamonds Direct, though, check them out, DiamondsDirect.com. If you're in San Antonio, they're at the Shops of La Cantera. If you're not in San Antonio, just check them out, DiamondsDirect.com. Big sponsor, first episode, huge shout-out to them. All right, what else do I need to cover? I'm not really going to do like an off-season like recap. You guys all know what the storylines are, okay? Let's just go through a few of these games. I got my five picks that I'm going to do. Each and every week, I give out five games that I am betting on, all right? And those are, I go in order too. I go five down to one, and that just lets you know my confidence level. Any professional gambler would tell you, like, five games is a lot of games to bet on each and every week, and it is. But I'm a degenerate, and I can't help it. Like, it's hard to pull off a winning percentage for a whole year when you're betting five games a week. It's just, you know, a lot of professionals would say, hey, pick a couple games that you like, that you really like, and just bet hard on those two. That's the way to go. So that's why I do it in order, though. I go five down to one. That's my confidence level. I rank them out. So five is obviously my least confident, all the way to one being my most confident. So my point is, I don't want to be boring, and I don't want to be like, it's going to be, my podcasts are all about the meat and potatoes of it. I get right into it, okay? So just look for that in the future and remember that and thank me, because the people nowadays that consume content, they want it fast and heavy, baby. So we're going to get right into this fucking shit, okay? Let's go.
Number five,
straight out the gate. I'm going Falcons. -3.5. They're at home taking on the Eagles. I just think the Eagles are going to be absolute garbage this year. They don't know what they're doing at quarterback. They're trading for Gardner Minshew. They got do they have Joe Flacco on it? I don't know who the fuck they even got. All I know is Jalen Hurts, I just don't think, could play quarterback at this level. I also think the Falcons aren't that bad. All right, I know they didn't have the greatest season last year, but they were in a ton of games. They still have talent. Matt Ryan still got a little bit left in the tank. I think the Falcons are going to surprise some people this year by beating the shit out of some really bad teams that they just don't see happening. So Falcons, week one, -3.5. I think this number is a steal. And plus, I hate the Eagles. So nothing makes me happier than seeing the Eagles be a hot pile of dog shit. And I think that continues this year. Okay, that's my fifth pick. Falcons, -3.5 against the Eagles.
Number 4.
I'm sorry. I love the pick is in, like that draft pick. Like I just, it's literally my favorite little sound drop. Bear with me. Again, I haven't hosted it in a long time, so it's going to, just let me play with it and work it out. And by midseason, I should be rolling just fine. Anyways, pick number 4. I'm going Patriots, -2.5. They're at home taking on the Dolphins. Mac Jones, as everybody knows, he is the starter. They cut Cam Newton, so this is a Mac Jones team. Belichick is, he wants redemption from last year. Obviously, the Patriots didn't have that good of a year last year. He went and spent money on both sides of the ball. He went and improved this team in every way that you could. And he's playing his own disciple, okay? I forget his name. Brian, what is it, Flores for the Dolphins. Division rival, a Belichick disciple, and Bill wants revenge. He wants to show that, hey, listen, Tom Brady won the Super Bowl last year, and the Patriots were dog shit. You don't think that bothers Bill a little bit? Well, it probably doesn't bother him that much as people think it does, but he would like to come back and have a successful year. I think it starts out week one at home. He wouldn't have made the move to Mac Jones unless he was incredibly confident in Mac Jones. So Mac Jones versus Tua, Dolphins, Patriots. I'm going Patriots -2.5. That is pick number 4.
Number 3.
Number 3 is going to be a pick that a lot of people are questioning. I will have a lot of them over the years, okay? That's why you're free to fade me. You're free to tell me I don't know shit. It's just a feel thing. But I have totally, 100% bought into the Cleveland Browns and the Baker Mayfield hype. I bought into it. All the reports coming out about Baker, I feel like he's really got a handle on this offense. You know, the Browns team has done nothing but get better and improve since Baker's got there. They're getting 6 points against a Chiefs team with a whole new offensive line. Obviously, you saw how detrimental an offensive line can be to your team as the Chiefs just got demolished last year in the Super Bowl. Now, I know that they went out. They supposedly fixed that. But an offensive line is, to me, it's about like you got to have time to build that bond with the offensive line. That's why you always see the offensive line like doing everything they can together because they can't get enough time. You cannot duplicate that except for putting that time in. Like, there's no shortcuts to that, to creating that bond, that cohesion. I think that that is going to take a little bit for the Chiefs' offensive line. Chiefs probably still win this game, but I think the Browns keep it a lot closer than people think. Give me the Browns +6.
Number two,
another pick that people are going to completely be like, you are batshit crazy, and that's fine. But I have been betting on the NFL for about 13 years, okay? Not bragging, it's just a fact. I've been interested in like lines and favorites and underdogs since I was a little kid. My whole family, I just grew up in a house of gamblers with my grandpa and my uncle. So I've been around this gambling thing for many, many years is my point. And one thing that I have learned is that you do not bet a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback when they're 3-point favorites on the road. I don't care who you're playing. I'm taking the Texans +3. Yes, I am betting on the disgusting, gross Houston Texans +3 week 1. They're taking on the Jags. Okay, listen, I know you got pretty boy, whatever the fuck his name is, Taylor. What's his name? Taylor Lawrence. Some shit. I'm terrible with names. You're just going to have to get over that shit on this podcast as well. But I know exactly who he is. I know the Clemson quarterback, Mr. Handsome. No doubt he's probably going to be great. Problem is the Jags have a shit ton of issues on their team. And I don't know if Urban Meyer is the guy. I don't know if this dude can come in and just be the guy that leads them. So I'm going to go based on principles, and that is if you have a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback coming in with no offensive line and a quarterback that's probably going to get lit up, I'm going the other way, okay? Give me the Texans +3. This is a principle game. Based on the principles that I have learned throughout my NFL betting career, Texans +3. It almost was my number one pick. It almost was my most confident. It probably should have been, but it just missed it, just barely. But I'm still going Texans +3 against the Jags, okay? That's number two. And my number one and my final pick of the week.
Number one.
Vikings -3, taking on Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Vikings are on the road. I just really like them in this spot. One, because Kirk Cousins, he's like, I don't know if it's his religion or whatever it is, but when he plays Sunday at noon in that noon kickoff slot, dude balls out. You get him in a prime time or a 3 o'clock game, for whatever reason, he kind of like, he fucks it up. He doesn't play well. But you get him on that nice, comfortable, familiar Sunday noon kickoff, which is what the Vikings are, he balls out. Then on the other side of the ball, you got Joe Burrow, who is a phenomenal quarterback, was having a great year. Well, he was having a decent year last year. You know, I think he played in like 10 games, had 13 touchdowns to just 5 interceptions. So not numbers that are like blowing the doors off. The problem is that the Bengals have a lot of issues protecting him. And to me, there's really nothing more important on your football team than your offensive line. If you ain't got an offensive line, I'm going to bet against you all the fucking time. Because to me, you're the biggest losers out there. You're going to be the team that gets blown out. You're going to be the team that never covers a game. And that's what the Bengals' issue is going to be. And it's going to be the same this year because they literally did nothing to improve that offensive line. So I am all on board with the Vikings -3. It's my favorite pick of the week, and that's my reasoning for it, okay? Nothing against Joe Burrow. I know that they just got, you know, his boy Ja'Marr Chase with the fifth overall pick, so he's got another weapon. He's got a few weapons there, but it don't mean shit when you don't have an offensive line that can protect you. So that's why I'm going Vikings -3, even though I don't tend to like to bet road favorites. That's another thing you got to watch out for. I'm going with it with my number one pick of the week. So just quick recap. Week one picks. I got Falcons -3.5 against the Eagles. I got the Patriots -2.5 against the Dolphins. I got the Browns +6 against the Chiefs. Texans +3 against the Jags. And the Vikings -3 against the Bengals. Those are my five picks. Again, this episode was brought to you by Diamonds Direct. Go there now. Get any purchase with approved credit for 5 years, zero interest. I want to send a big shout out to them. Football's back, baby. I'm going to have a new episode every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Friday will be the picks episode. Monday will be the recap and then the Monday night preview. And then Wednesday is just kind of like a midweek checkup, see where we're at, kind of what we're leaning towards for the week. Wednesday will probably be the shortest podcast of the week. Monday will be the longest because of the recap, and then Friday should be, you know, a pretty average show. So I'll start bringing on guests starting next week. Next week, Monday's episode will be the official start of how the schedule will go. So I hope you guys have a great weekend. Good luck. If you're gambling, if you're new, if you got your own picks, if you're fading me, if you're whatever, I wish you the best of luck. I appreciate the support over the years. Make sure you please subscribe. Leave a nice rating if you would. If not, it's whatever. But if you subscribe, that would help me out a ton, okay? But that's going to do it. Week one, episode one, it's in the books. It felt weird. I feel a little rusty, as I'm sure it sounds, but whatever. You know, just deal with it, all right? Let me get back in the saddle a little bit before you start judging me, all right? I'll see you guys back. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.